The gates to the Rose Garden are now open. Welcome to my world. You are listening to Talk That Talk with Danielle Moneyham, a reflective conversation where I share the lessons I've learned on this journey called life. I don't have all the answers, but I do have plenty of questions. My name is Danielle Moneyham, and this is my love letter to the world, where I let my soul speak. Let's talk. I was having a moment just reflecting to myself, thinking about the arguments that I've heard when people, Black people specifically, feel that they should not worship Jesus or they cannot embrace Christianity because of what white supremacy culture has done to our Black brother, Jesus. So I understand how Christianity was introduced specifically in this country by the hands of oppressors, white men, slaveholders, who took the religion, stripped it down, washed it down, similarly to how they would have done Harriet Tubman's legacy had we let them, with casting Julia Roberts to play her in a movie. But they stripped it down. And because there are no photographs, no evidence of what Jesus looks like outside of the written word, they decided what Jesus looked like. And they put a white face on a Black man's legacy. And so as I was sitting here reflecting, I'm just like, it is so disheartening to me that Black people, especially when they are undergoing times and tribulations of isolation and loneliness and being misunderstood, that they feel that they have to reject Jesus and his life because of what the oppressor said that Jesus was. And even if you read the words of the Bible, don't go with the stories that the white oppressors have told you, the images that white oppressors have shown you. But if you read the text and actually just read the stories and read the words and learn about Jesus, who, as we know where the Bible took place, we know what color he was. We know where he was located on this earth. And it just reminds me that the reason that we worship Jesus, the reason why we lift his name in honor, especially as Black people, we talk about ancestral reverence. Jesus is an ancestor. Jesus is a brother. Jesus is so many things. This Black man lived a life born of a teenage mother who was pregnant, unmarried, had a stepfather who was having issues and was ready to break up with Mary when she was pregnant because he was like, how are you pregnant? Mary, teenage mother Mary, visited by an angel in a dream. You know me. I'm always talking about what dreams are you having? What are your dreams talking about? What are your dreams showing you? An angel visited her in a dream and told her what was going to happen, and she had to believe it. Even as things were going on around her that she did not know why they were happening, she had to believe it. She birthed that baby, named that baby what that angel told her to name that baby. And even then, they still did not quite understand who Jesus was. As he grew up, even his family did not know who he was. His friends, his homies. I talk all the time about the importance of having an ecosystem, and I say even Jesus had a team. His friends didn't even know who he was. His closest friends betrayed him. He was humiliated. He was isolated. He was denied of his humanity. He was executed by an oppressive government and left, his body was left hanging there for all to see. As he was being executed, a Black man helped him carry his cross. All of these words are in the Bible. So I guess as I just reflect on Jesus and who he is to me and the role that he plays in my life and why I always look to him as I am going through whatever I'm going through, as I'm having my earthly experience, I just remember that he also had an earthly experience. Who we are and what our life is a result of our choices. Jesus was born into this world and made choices. He turned to God when he was confused, when he was lost, when he needed to grieve. He went, he isolated himself, he allowed himself to feel his emotions. When he needed to call people out and speak truth to power rooted in biblical scripture, that's exactly what he did in the temple. He stayed connected to his friends, even though he recognized their humanity. He did not cast them away when he knew who they were. He loved his friends for who they were. He knew that they were flawed. Even his closest friends, he knew that they were flawed, and he loved them anyway. And he believed God over anything, in spite of all the pain, all the challenges, being misunderstood, being isolated and lonely. He still trusted God because he knew what he was sent here to do was to fulfill the promises and the prophecy that God had on his life. And I feel that exact same way for me. So when I'm going through whatever it is that I'm going through, I always look to Jesus. I look to God because I know that we as humans were created in God's image. Jesus was a man, a human example on this earth who went through the same human emotions that we go through and experience on a daily basis. He went through those same emotions. And he still chose God. And he also told us that even though he is gone, he is no longer on this earth, he has left us with a gift, the power of the Holy Spirit that is in us. That divine light that connects us in this human form to our spiritual selves. Jesus told us that he left that for us. That light is who we are. I do my very best not to let my human experiences shape my light. And it took me to get to this point to realize that whenever I was defining myself or speaking about myself through that lens of trauma or heartache or hurt or disappointment, I was allowing components of this human experience to shape my light. I'm not doing that anymore. God shapes my light. I know the promises that he has spoken for me and my life. I know what he says about me and who I am. And anything that goes against that is not of God. And as my reverend says, Reverend Moss, if it is inhumane, it cannot be divine. And if it is not divine, it is ungodly. My human experience and who I am will be shaped by my light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And my hope is for every one of you to let your light shine too. Whatever that light is, we all are different. Those differences should be celebrated and acknowledged. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This divine light, this Holy Spirit, who I am, that God created me to be as I live this human experience, that is the light. I am the light, cute MC light. That's the power that you have in you. So when I say activate your power, that's what I mean. Turn your light on. Don't dim your light. I'm going to end this with a devotional from Sarah Jakes Roberts that really changed my life and helped me open my eyes to understand who I really was. I said this to myself every single morning. I loved it so much. I got it printed on a mirror and I hang it. It's hung near the door of my house. Everybody that comes over, I ask them, have they looked in the reflection? I ask them to look into the mirror and read those words aloud as they see themselves in the background. So I'm going to share that devotional with you today. I hope it blesses you. I hope it activates your power. And I look forward to this journey together. And thank you, thank you, thank you to Sarah Jakes Roberts. You are worthy. You have value. You have purpose. Nothing has changed that. I see beauty in your scars. I need you to see it too. Don't dim your light. It reminds me I can shine too. God will give you the right people, the right spirit, and all the wisdom you need. Just surrender to what this experience is teaching you. On the journey, every moment matters. Embrace the moments.
All right, superstars, we are all out of time. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you love the show, make sure to subscribe, share, review the episodes, tag a friend, talk to me. Visit DanielleMoneyham.com and follow me on social media to stay connected. Your support means the world to me, so thank you for helping my dreams come true. A major lesson that I learned, that I continue to learn, is that although you will experience dark moments in your journey, you can be the light. You have more power than you know. Until we meet again, shine bright.